Okay, so we're continuing from yesterday.
At yesterday, in your answer to my question, why are you worshipping Radha Damodar? Why is Radha Shyamasundar? You said that Radha Shyamasundar is too big and it doesn't fit into the box. But what about small Radha Shyamasundar? They fit in the box. They're the exact size.
Mm-hmm. Well, devotees who've been to New Rajadam know that little Radhadamodar, little Radhadamodar are the Utsav Murtis. And do you know where that little Radha, little Damodar came from? Or little Radhisham, I mean? Okay, if I don't forget, I'll say. But they're not so little. I mean, they're little by comparison to Radha Shyam, but they're pretty big by comparison to Radha Damodar. And well, the same reason I can't take Radha Shyam out of New Rajadam. They're also part of festival program that takes place. They go traveling in Hungary. To devotees' homes, to encourage them, and so what would happen if I take them? Then how will devotees relate to that? So that's not something that is really practical. And then they're pretty big; they wouldn't fit in hand luggage. They would, and of course you can't put deities underneath, so they would be big. For Shambhihari to carry them would be quite a test of Brahmachari Tejas. And over and above everything else, then there's Krishna's plan. Radha Damodar, I guess they wanted to see the world because they're touring around everywhere. And for many years, when I used to come to Puri and visit, and I would see them, Radha Giridhari was the main deity of Jagannanda Pandit, and then this was Radha Damodar were just sitting on a shelf with another couple of sets of little deities. No, they just had a cloth around them with a wire for a flute. They had no jewelry, no clothes. They got no offerings. I'm quite sure they weren't even worshipped. So, and when we finally got them, it took us 3 days to clean them. 3 days of practically 8 hours a day cleaning. The devotees were cleaning them in shifts. So, Prabhupada had said that deities, ancient deities and temples, that they'll want to come to Krishna, to ISKCON, because they see the nice standard of deity worship that Prabhupada established, whereas they're being neglected, and unfortunately that's a phenomena that's taking place. Of course, it's being taking place a little in ISKCON in some places, but for Radha Damodar was an opportunity to take nice care of them, and sort of continue the tradition that Swarup Damodar Goswami had inaugurated by the worship. And that's the special mercy of deity worship, or one of the special blessings. here's Krishna, there's fully Krishna, and yet we get the opportunity to even do what they don't do in the spiritual world, is that we can worship him exclusively every day. In the spiritual world, it's not that people get to worship Krishna every day, although even in Goloka Vrindavan there are many Krishnas, although there's just one. And Krishna becomes, this is one of Krishna's incarnation forms, he becomes completely subservient to his devotees. And in fact, I mentioned before that there are deities all over the world, some yet to be discovered. Sometimes you read that people found deities of Krishna or Vishnu, Russia, South America, what to speak of, other places like Cambodia and all of these places. Yes, and little Shamasundar, that was a long time back in London. That was in early 1980s. And one man came into the restaurant, and he was working on a construction site in London. And they were building the foundation to the house, and when they were digging up, and they found the deity. That's little Sham. That's little Sham Sundar. And he said, "Well, I recognized that it was Krishna, so I thought that Krishna should have him." So he brought the deity in there to the restaurant, put him on the counter. So then they brought him to me, and I was taking care of him for quite some time. And then when we installed Radhe Shyam, then I brought him to Hungary. We got a Radharani to match. So that was, you can just see, somewhere in the ground in London, there was deity of Krishna. And so there Krishna comes, just like Govindaji. He was also in the ground, and it was just a cow would come there every day on this Gomati Tila, it's called, and he would drop milk into a hole. And Rupa Goswami, he was looking for Govindaji because he knew of him from reading books that Vrajraj had installed him, but didn't know where he was. So when he heard this from the Brijbasis, then he went. No, he actually had a dream. He had a dream, and Krishna came to him in a dream, and he says, go to the hill. He says, and dig up where the hole is, and then you'll find me there. And who knows how long he was there? Hundreds of years, thousands of years. So these are Krishna's special form, deity form. And even in the spiritual world, Krishna's in a deity form. And there's Purukshottam Kshetra in the spiritual world. There, Krishna Puri in the spiritual world. Krishna's there as Jagannath. He's also there, also in wooden form, as a deity. Krishna's Krishna, so it doesn't matter whether he's a deity or he's not a deity. in both ways. He just enjoys different types of pastimes. This way, he enjoys the pastime of being in one place, and other he moves around. But otherwise, same person. Oops. Is that okay? Is that okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.